KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 59 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with scattered showers possible this afternoon, a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a man was arrested Monday evening in connection with the shooting of two other men in Council Bluffs, one of whom died. 22-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati of Council Bluffs was taken into custody after police initiated a traffic stop during which he threw two guns out the window. One of the weapons was a BB pistol, the other a .40 caliber handgun. Correa Carminati was charged with first-degree murder in connection to the death of 22-year-old Anthony Walker and attempted murder in the shooting of 32-year-old Patrick Schultz. Both men are from Council Bluffs. Correa Carminati also faces a charge of robbery in the first degree and remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Police were called to an apartment in Council Bluffs at around 6:30 p.m. Monday, where they found Walker dead from a gunshot wound to his upper chest. Schultz had already been transported to the hospital by private vehicle for treatment of a gunshot wound to his upper left arm. He was reported to be in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Police in Creston say three teens were arrested Monday morning on assault charges. 16-year-old Heaven Jordan of Creston and 17-year-old Kimberly Albrecht son of Afton and Desiree Osterhaus of Creston were taken into custody at around 9:24 a.m. on simple assault charges. The girls were referred to juvenile authorities and then released to the custody of their parent or parents. The Creston PD said also 32-year-old Clark Howe of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of OWI second offense. Howe was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 32-year-old Sean Knoll of Creston was arrested early this morning for eluding and driving while suspended. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. A van driven by two white men was involved in a pursuit early this morning in Council Bluffs. Police say officers located the red Ford van with Iowa license plates CKT254 at around 12:36 a.m. in the area of Park Avenue and East Pierce Street in Council Bluffs. When officers tried to stop the van, it continued south and east to the South Expressway. The vehicle then continued south to Interstate 80 before heading west into Nebraska. Bluffs police terminated the pursuit at the state line. Officers are following up on leads in the investigation in an attempt to identify the driver of that vehicle. Police in Council Bluffs say they arrested a woman early this morning after finding her passed out in a stolen vehicle. Authorities say 31-year-old Amber Coulter of Council Bluffs faces a charge of theft in the second degree and was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Her arrest occurred after officers were called to 901 North 35th Street in Council Bluffs at around 2:15 a.m. for a report of a female passed out in a vehicle. Police found Coulter in the driver's seat of the vehicle and noticed the ignition was damaged and that the license plates did not belong to that vehicle. After officers woke Coulter up, she denied stealing the vehicle and claimed instead that she had borrowed it from a friend. Authorities told KJAN Monday that a fire truck grass rig that was stolen from the Lorimore Fire Department late last week had been located in the Cedar Rapids area, but no other details were provided. The 2004 Ford F-350 Super Duty fire truck was a grass field fire unit. The theft was reported Friday afternoon. The truck and its equipment was valued at $15,000. A woman who was driving her allegedly intoxicated boyfriend home late last night ended up rolling her vehicle after the couple got into an argument and the boyfriend tried to grab the steering wheel. Council Bluffs police say 21-year-old Brandon Griffith Mount of Council Bluffs was subsequently charged with aggravated domestic abuse and child endangerment because his girlfriend is 6 months pregnant with his child. Authorities say the unidentified woman and Griffith Mount were traveling west on Interstate 80 at around 10:30 p.m. When he grabbed the steering wheel from the passenger side of the vehicle, his actions caused the vehicle to veer off the road and slide sideways before rolling over into a ditch. The driver suffered a minor knee injury during the accident. She was transported to Mercy Hospital, treated and released. A Red Oak man was arrested late last night on a charge of trespass after being found at the 400 block of East Washington Street. 29-year-old Benjamin William Hrabek was taken into custody just before midnight. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Monday evening as well on a charge of simple assault. 45-year-old Ricky Allen Baker was taken into custody at around 5:35 p.m. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a Pottawatomie County man on warrants charging him with forgery and theft in the second degree. 53-year-old James Scow of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 9 a.m. Monday at the Pott County Jail. He was transported back to Red Oak and held the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. A man from Nebraska was arrested for reckless driving Saturday night for driving the wrong way on Interstate 80 in Adair County, about 2 miles west of Stewart. The sheriff's office says a deputy stopped 57-year-old Scott Knoll of Omaha at the 91-mile marker as he was traveling west in the eastbound lanes at around 8:50 p.m. Saturday. Knoll was sentenced to time served and released Sunday night. Two people were arrested last week on drug charges in Adair County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 21-year-old Mariah Carbine of Winterset was arrested by Stewart police March the 1st. She's been charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Carbine was released on $1,000 bond later that day. And at around the same time, Stewart police arrested 22-year-old Tyler Worthington of Winterset for possession of meth, first offense, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violating a temporary restraining order. Worthington was later released on $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, a license plate would no longer be required on the front of vintage vehicles and two-seat low-profile sports cars like Corvettes in Iowa under legislation that passed the Iowa House Monday night. Representative Josh Burns of Osage said vehicle collecting is a popular hobby in Iowa.
You can talk to your auto body repair folks. You can talk about the big event they have up in St. Paul in which we get all these probably thousands of collector vehicles driving through the state of Iowa. So I think this is a good bill, and we worked on some compromise here.
And the bill as originally written would have removed the front license plate requirement for all vehicles on Iowa roads. The scaled-back proposal now goes to the Senate for consideration. Representative Clell Bodler, a Republican from Greenfield, is a retired state trooper. He says all vehicles should have plates on the front and the back to help law enforcement track down criminals.
We have out there Amber Alerts. We have new computer equipment that an officer with the cars equipped with that can drive around parking lots, motels, even meeting people on streets, and it'll show up immediately once and warrants.
Some school buses are also equipped with video cameras which record the front license plates of drivers who do not stop when the bus is stopped as children board and get off the bus. The Iowa Department of Education says there's now just one school which hasn't qualified for a program that pays extra money to teachers who take over a mentoring role for their less experienced, mentoring role for their less experienced co-workers. Department of Education Director Raya Weiss said 38 new districts qualified for the Teacher Leadership and Compensation System.
This will be the third and final wave of schools that will come in, and they'll begin implementing their plan in the fall of this coming year.
So 332 of the 333 districts have plans in place, with Revile still working on getting approval to become the final school district to pass the test. The plan was to have one-third of the students be in districts that have the each year for 3 years until it was fully implemented. A commission reviews each district's plans before giving approval.
We've seen the commission take a really close look at budgets in particular. So really ensuring that districts have, you know, a clear vision for what they want to accomplish through TLC. They have clear roles for their teacher leaders to take on and you know, goals that they want to accomplish, and then that they plan to spend their money in ways that are tied to those roles, goals, and their overarching vision.
The Iowa legislature has allocated $50 million for each of the 3 years of implementation of the program.
So after this year, that $150 million will have rolled into the funding formula for all districts as a categorical funding stream, which means they need to use that funding that's in their funding formula for the purposes of TLC. And then because it's a categorical, it would be subject to an annual increase, so an annual supplemental state aid amount, which would be set annually by the legislature.
Well, I said the Department of Education checks up to see the districts have worked to reach the goals set out in their plans.
Of the first 39 districts, those districts mostly or fully met about three-quarters of the goals they set out. So we're very encouraged by the initial results from a district perspective of what they hoped TLC would accomplish.
Along with the vision and goals, districts must set their plans. They must also set a minimum teacher salary of $33,500. And among the latest districts approved for the TLC program is Clarinda, Creston with Prescott, Diagonal, East Mills with Essex, Fremont Mills, Hamburg, Harlan, Orient Maxburg, and Stanton. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.